A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took his wife into his home. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Happy Feast of Saint Joseph. Who is this man, Joseph, and how can we appreciate his place in our salvation history, his strength and courage, his gentleness and compassion? Perhaps we could see Joseph with new eyes if we looked at him with the eyes of his wife Mary, the mother of the Savior. Imagine that she is speaking to us about her experience of Joseph. Joseph was a good man, so considerate and thoughtful, so kind and gentle, always there when I needed him, and such a good father to Jesus, too. It wasn't easy, though. There were times when we didn't understand how it would all work out. We were betrothed to each other when I had the most extraordinary experience of my life. I felt so loved, so special, so close to God, and then realized that God was asking me to be the mother of the Messiah. Not being married, I hesitated until the angel reminded me that nothing is impossible for God. I wondered what Joseph would think. Would he be angry, disappointed, hurt? Would he trust me enough to believe my story? I knew that Joseph was an upright man, a good Jew accustomed to holding the law, and the law was harsh when it came to these kinds of circumstances. On the other hand, I knew too that Joseph was a man of compassion, whose faith in God's word went beyond the letter of the law. He believed that love and mercy were much more important than conforming to the prescription of a harsh and rigid law. That's what he taught our son Jesus to do, to look beyond the details of the law itself to its real meaning, the fundamental law of love. Jesus suffered for doing that, but I was always proud of the way he learned that lesson from his father. What a gift Joseph was in my life. I know I could not have done it without him. And when the time came for the child to be born, Joseph took care of me, and together we rejoiced as our son and Savior came into the world. It was Joseph who named him Jesus, as fathers name their children. He named him Jesus, just as the angel had instructed him. And as he named him, he claimed him and took responsibility for this extraordinary child whose origin remained a mystery for him even then. Joseph, I thank you for loving me and for loving our son. And now, as you enjoy the happiness of heaven, pray for all those who still struggle on earth as you did. Help them, help us, to hear God's voice in our lives. Help us to be faithful and loving companions to one another.